everyone turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today we're going to talk about Election Day because it's Election Day today. And we're also going to interview Robbie Schaefer. Mom's favorite song is You're My Favorite Person, and that's by Robbie Schaefer. We'll hear it in this and you get to hear it in this episode. And we'll even talk more about Election Day and how to vote. Here is song one. It's called Fits In by Robbie Schaefer because we're going to interview him next.
Molly was a girl in a new town, a new kid in a new school. A little bit nervous, a little bit shy, while all the other kids were crazy cool. And on the very first day, she got up early and picked out her favorite dress. She was the first one in line. When the door swung open, all the other kids would be impressed. And they said, look at that, look at that. What is she wearing? Would you look at that? Look at that, look at that. What is she wearing? Would you look at that? It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, doesn't fit right in. It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, doesn't fit right in. At lunch, Molly sat all by herself, while all the other kids traded snacks. At recess, she played all by herself, while kids made fun of her behind her back. And they said, look at that, look at that. What is she wearing? Would you look at that? Look at that, look at that. What is she wearing? Would you look at that? It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, doesn't fit right in. It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, doesn't fit right in. But then Molly climbed to the top of the jungle gym. All the cool kids gathered around. She looked him in the eye, she opened her mouth, and out came a courageous sound. She said, I like to be myself. No, I can't be like anybody else. She said, I like to be myself, and here I am. Look at that, would you look at Molly? Just look at that, look at that, look at that. Look at Molly, would you look at that? It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, but it fits right in. It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, but it fits right in. It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, but it fits right in. It's a purple dotted polka spotted dress. We don't know where she got it, but it fits right in.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to have an interview with Robbie Schaefer. Hi.
Hey, Chloe. How you doing?
Good. I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to answer them. Thanks for having me on your show, by the way.
You're welcome. Our first question is, how did you start making music?
That's actually a really good question because I started making music. I started playing the guitar when I was 7 years old. And I don't know why, really. I just liked the guitar, and so I asked my mom and dad for a guitar, and luckily they got me one. And so that's when I started playing the guitar and singing and stuff like that. But I started playing music even when I was about 2 years old. I remember sitting on the kitchen floor at my grandma and grandpa's house, and I would take all the pots and pans out of the cabinet and play on them with spoons. Now, my mom said I was just making noise, and she'd usually tell me to be quiet, but my grandma always said that I was making music and that I could keep playing. So that's my first memory of making music.
That sounds cool. And what were some other instruments you played?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, the only instrument I've really played, like, that I really play well, I think, is guitar and, of course, singing, because your voice can be an instrument too, right?
Yeah.
But I've had fun with other instruments. When I was in elementary school, I played the drums for a little while. And even as a grown-up, I've taught myself to play the ukulele a little bit and also the banjo a little bit, but only a little bit. I don't even know if I would play them in front of other people. I just have fun with them.
Cool. Our next question is, I heard that you're an activist. Can you tell us what that is?
You heard I was an activist? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Can you tell us what it is?
That's a great question. Yeah. An activist is something, is somebody that takes something that they really have strong feelings about. Usually something that they see in the world that they would like, maybe a problem in the world that they would like to fix. And if they have really strong feelings about that, they might try to do something about it. So, for instance, I'm an activist in the sense that I like to use music to help kids in all sorts of different parts of the world, especially in parts of the world where kids don't really have any music in their schools. Sometimes they don't even have schools at all, like, because they're living in poorer parts of the world, like places like Africa or India, or sometimes in Central America or South America. And so I go to these places and I bring my instruments and I bring some friends of mine, and we help kids to learn either how to play instruments or to write their own songs, like that. So for me, that's my way of being an activist. I saw a problem in the world and I decided to use music to help to solve it.
How did you go to a lot of places when you were an activist?
Yes, I have gone to a lot of places. In addition to the places that I just mentioned, like Africa is really far away. It's like across the ocean, and it has lots of countries in it. So I've been to Africa 3 different times, and I went to India 2 different times, and to Nicaragua, which is a country in Central America. And then just this past summer, I actually went to Greece, which is a country in Europe. But I went there because there's lots of refugees in the world. And refugees are people that had to leave their homes because where they lived wasn't safe anymore. So all these refugees were living in this one camp in Greece, and we went there and we played music with them and helped them paint pictures and did all sorts of stuff with them. So I've gotten to go to a lot of interesting places.
Cool. Our next question is, can you tell us about your One Voice organization?
Sure. Actually, that's, you know, that's basically, One Voice organization is what I made into an organization when I decided that I wanted to be an activist. So that's what One Voice does. All the things I was just talking about, where we go to other countries and we help kids in places that, you know, these kids don't necessarily have all the things that we have here in the United States. Sometimes they don't even have schools. Sometimes they certainly don't have even electricity in their houses sometimes and stuff like that. So One Voice is actually an organization. We call it a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we actually raise money to help all these kids.
Cool. Our next question is, today we are voting for president. Would you ever want to be president?
No way. I think it's really cool if anybody would want to be president these days, but I think it's probably the hardest job in the world. So I think I really respect anybody that takes the job of president and tries their hardest, which I know all presidents do try their hardest. So I think it's really important that we all vote, and I think it's really, really important that we all choose who we want for president really carefully, because it's such an important job, but I'm pretty glad somebody else is doing it and not me.
I actually went to vote today because it is election day today.
Fantastic. Was this your first time going to vote?
I've been there before. I've been voting before, but I'm not allowed to vote yet, but I can. But I did go into the booths and vote with mom.
Perfect. So that's kind of cool, isn't it? Well, did you have fun doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Would you ever want to be president, Chloe?
I don't really know.
Maybe, huh? You have time. You could decide when you're a little older if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. And our next question is, do you want to play this or that? It's a game where...
This or that?
It's a game.
Tell me the rules.
It's a game where I tell you two things and you could choose which one you like better.
Oh, yeah. I can totally play that game.
Pie or turkey?
Pie or turkey? Well, that's totally easy, pie, because pie is one of my favorite things in the world. I love every kind of pie. I like fruit pie, especially cherry pie. I love peach pie. I love banana cream pie. I love chocolate cream pie. I love pumpkin pie. I love apple pie. Is that enough? Do you want me to name some more pies?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what I would want. I do turkey because one time when I ate a piece of turkey, my tooth fell out.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what did you do? Did you find the tooth or did your tooth get stuck in the turkey?
When I bit it, I felt something hard in the turkey. Then I looked and it was my tooth.
And so what did you do with the tooth?
We put it in the bag, and then when we got home, I had a tooth pouch to put it in, so I put it in the pouch. Then the tooth fairy came and left me money.
Nice.
And our next one is, cats or dogs?
Oh, I have a good answer for that. Definitely dogs. I actually have 3 dogs at my house. Would you like to know their names?
What?
So the first one is named Dipper, and he's kind of a big dog. He's a chocolate lab. That doesn't mean he's really made out of chocolate. He's just the color of chocolate. And his name is Dipper, and he's really sweet and really kind of quiet and stuff. But then then there's Thumper, and Thumper is this little guy, and he actually only has 1 eye. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what happened to his eye, because that's how we got him. He had 1 eye already. And so, but he's really, really cute. And then the third one is a girl, and her name is Lola, and she's a beagle, but she only has 3 legs.
That is really cool.
It is kind of cool. And you know what the coolest thing is, Chloe?
What?
She, even though Lola only has three legs, out of our three dogs, she's the fastest one.
She is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know which one I choose because I do like cats and I do like dogs. But I want a dog because if I get a cat, my mom will be allergic. And then she'd...
Oh, yeah.
And then if we get a dog, it'll be much better. And our next...
That's true.
And our next one is indoors or outdoors?
Wow, indoors or outdoors. That's a hard one because, you know, it depends on what it's like outside and everything. But I guess mostly what I would say is outdoors because one of my favorite things is being in the woods. I love the woods. I love trees and I love rivers and creeks. And if I could take a walk in the woods every day, then I'm a happy guy. How about you?
I don't really know because I do like to stay inside and I do like to go outside.
Oh, okay. So you like both.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our next one is indoors or... Wait, it's our next one is day or night.
Wow, day or night. I guess I would have to say daytime. I like daytime better. Night is really nice, but my favorite time of the day or the night is first thing in the morning. I love getting up early and I love when the sun is coming up and the world just kind of seems fresh and new and like anything is possible every single morning. And I love that feeling. So I would say morning time is my favorite, which means.
And our next, I would choose day.
You'd say day also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our next one is sports or crafts?
Sports or crafts? Whew. Well, probably I do love sports. I love baseball and I love soccer. Those are my two favorite sports. And when I was a kid, I played soccer for a long time. Even till I was like, you know, in college. And so I love soccer, love baseball, but those are really the only sports I watch. But still, I guess I would say sports instead of crafts. I don't do a lot of crafts, even though I would like to. How about you?
I choose crafts.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things do you make out of craft? What kinds of things do you make?
Well, it was just my grandma's birthday, but I forgot to give her a present. So I'm trying to make her a bracelet with a pom-pom and a pipe cleaner.
What a great idea. Did she love it?
I didn't give it to her yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's going to love it so much.
Mm-hmm. And our next question... And that was our last question, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Chloe. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.
Take this paper bag and put it in your bigger bag and off you go and have a good day. And later in Miss Gingham's class, while turning numbers into math, you'll turn the number one into an angel on her toes and eyes closed. You'll do just fine and I'm at home so busy. You're my favorite person. You're my favorite person in this world. kids are playing war and hiding from the enemy and the end of recess bell. You'll be sitting on the walk, drawing with the colored chalk, imagining a dinosaur with flowers in her nose and eyes. You'll do just you're my favorite person. You're my favorite person. This world, my favorite person. You're my favorite person. You're my favorite person. This world. And I know you feel a little different. Secret is that everybody dies. Still somebody ought to tell you, and that somebody will, because at lunch this afternoon in the multi-purpose room you'll eat an olive sandwich that no one wants to share. But if you reach inside your paper bag, deep down inside your paper bag, you'll find a sticky note sticking to your hand, and it says, you're my favorite person.
You're my favorite person.
You're my favorite person. This world, my favorite person. You're my favorite person. You're my favorite person. This world. Bigger bag and off you go and have a good day.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we are going to talk about ways on how to vote when it's election day. You must, when you can do regular voting, like all most grown-ups do, you have to be 18 or older. And if you're a child right now, you can still go with your mom and dad and help them press a few of the buttons. That's what me and my brother did. And some other safety tips on how to vote and some how to do it are, if you're an adult, you must register to be it. You just have to sign your name on a few papers, and that's how to register. If your place will let kids vote in a separate booth, then you just only have to write down your name, grade, and address. My place doesn't, but I know that's for a fact. That can happen sometime. And we're also, and some other rules are, if you're a child and you're going in with your mom and dad, and your elbow hits one of the buttons, but your parents don't want you to press those buttons, you probably can't delete it. You'd probably have to cast and delete and do it all over again. And then you can try to re-register and do it again. If not, well, that's bad, but you can try again the next time it's time to vote. That never happened to me because if my elbow was going to hit a button. That's what you kids should do too. And you must be at least 35 or older to be a president. and you must be a citizen of America to do it. And then you must have lived in America for over 14 years. Those are some ways on how to vote on Election Day and how to become president. Here's our song number 3. There's a Carp in a Tub by Robbie Shaffer.
A carp is a fish that will eat anything just as long as that thing is edible. It will even eat things such as dirt, mud, and trash, and it thinks that these things taste incredible. A carp is a fish that will eat anything, and by now you must know what I mean. If you ever meet a carp and you take him to your house, make sure that he's really, really clean. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. Mondays we eat vegetables, Tuesdays we eat meat, Wednesdays we eat chicken soup, it really can't be beat. Thursdays are for leftovers, that's Daddy's favorite dish. Friday nights we bathe after eating all our fish. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. On Thursday night we ate SpaghettiOs.
Carp, 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 carp.
We rubbed tomato sauce all up and down our clothes.
Carp, 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 carp.
When Mom got mad, we all just sat and laughed.
Carp, 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 carp.
'Cause on Thursday nights, nobody takes a bath.
Carp, carp.
Cause there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. Mondays we eat vegetables, Tuesdays we eat meat, Wednesdays we eat chicken soup, it really can't be beat. Thursdays are for leftovers, that's Daddy's favorite dish. Friday nights we bathe after eating all our fish. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. A carp is a fish that will eat anything just as long as that thing is edible. It will even eat things such as dirt, mud, and trash, and it thinks that these things taste incredible. A carp is a fish that will eat anything, and by now you must know what I mean. If you ever meet a carp and you take him to your house, make sure that he's really, really clean.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. It's already time for the Friendship Pledge. Let's get started. If you and your friends vote for different things, we could still all be best friends. Bye. Here's our last song. It's called Cast My Vote by Danny Weinkauf. Bye.
Can